This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
Quick, before we talk to Stan White, who's the Baltimore Ravens color analyst, and break down them, if you haven't heard, Les Alexander, the owner of the Houston Rockets, is more than likely going to put his Houston Rockets, at least that's allegedly what's going on, Rockets up for sale, which is ironic timing. And one of the leading candidates is a very powerful man in Houston, Tillman Fertitta, who owns Landry's and a whole bunch of other stuff. So we'll discuss that more. But interesting timing with Chris Paul here that we may have a new owner with the Houston Rockets. We'll see how that goes. But it's football season. Well, not yet, but it may as well be. And a guy who played linebacker for the Baltimore Colts. He's now the color analyst for the Baltimore Ravens. They do a great job. And the AFC North's a little bit interesting this year, as it is every year. And they will hit you. And where will the Cleveland Browns be? But it's the Baltimore Ravens first. Stan White joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Stan, welcome. Good to have you on, sir.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be on. Houston Rockets for sale, huh? I'm just looking at the Forbes most top 50 valuable. They aren't on that. So maybe they'll be a bargain. I don't know.
Well, Stan, I got an apple and a roadmap I can offer them for $1.6 billion. That's what they're valued at right now. So isn't it amazing they're not in the top 50 and it's close to $2 billion? It's good to be them. Good to be rich, isn't it, Stan? Be nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Steve Bisciotti bought the Ravens about, I guess, 15 years ago for $600 million, and it's worth, $2.4 billion now. So he's made a couple billion dollars over the last 10, 15 years. Not a bad investment.
That's the voice and face of Stan White, been the color analyst for the Baltimore Ravens since 2006. Stan, what was your first contract? What did you make when you started with the Baltimore Colts?
Well, I was a 17th round draft choice, and if you know anything about the draft in those days, there was only 17 rounds. So I was 438 out of 442, and I signed for $14,000. But I was the first guy George Young ever signed because he was the offensive line coach, and he wanted to get into the front office. So they gave me the last round draft choice, and I always told him I did better against him percentage wise than anybody ever did, because he offered me 500 and I got 1,000, so I doubled what he offered me.
Way to milk
ever done that.
The great George Young, too, longtime front office man for the Giants. Well, Stan, isn't it amazing if you're just born too young, my man? That's just the way it is. So let's talk about this current team. Go ahead, what were we going to say?
I was just going to say, that's sort of relative, because in my third year, the World Football League came around, and all of a sudden I was making more than Johnny Unitas had ever made for the Baltimore Colts, and he was there my rookie year. So I guess sometimes everybody's born too young, I guess.
That's exactly right, and timing is everything. Stan, let's talk about these Baltimore Ravens. We hear this tag, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing it too, but we go to the quarterback. It's a quarterback league. Joe Flacco, is he elite? You know, you look at his body language and people bother, say, well, Joe doesn't care. Joe cares. You and I both know Joe cares. But is he, Stan, where do you rate him, Stan? I mean, you've got to cover these guys every week. Where do you rate Joe Flacco among the best in this league right now?
Well, I certainly rank him in the top 10. I mean, when you've won a Super Bowl and you've been the MVP of a Super Bowl, you don't get that by luck. You know, it just doesn't happen. You know that. And and he's been a winner. He went to the playoffs, I think, 7 out of his first 8 years. So how many teams would like to have a quarterback take them to the playoffs 7 out of 8 years, 3 AFC championship games, a Super Bowl, and a Super Bowl victory? I don't know. I think a lot of teams would take that.
And with that, Stan, okay, so why are people so the playoff guy? Why are people so critical of him and wonder, man, when are the Ravens going to make a move at quarterback? I know John loves him, Harbaugh, but why are people around, not only in Baltimore but nationally, so critical of Flacco?
I don't know. Ozzie Newsome says as long as Joe's there, he's going to keep working, because if you got a franchise quarterback, it can make you look pretty good. I think probably because they only made the playoffs once out of the last 3 years. They got decimated after the Super Bowl. They learned the first time they went to the Super Bowl. They tried to repeat. They overspent, and they spent 3 or 4 years trying to regroup to come back. So this time they didn't do that, and they just barely. I mean, they missed last year when they couldn't stop Antonio Brown from reaching out, going over the goal line in the next to last game of the season, week 16. So It's not like they haven't been close, but they just haven't had the weapons. And the funny, they always say, well, Joe Flacco is, you know, he doesn't show his emotions or anything. Well, I mentioned that guy, Johnny Unitas, and I played with him my rookie year. They used to say the same thing about him, that he was emotionless. And then for them, at that point, that was supposed to be a big advantage. And I think it is for Joe now, too. But I tell you, he wants to win as much as anybody. He's a great kid, and I really root for him, and yeah. I think he's elite.
Yeah, people said that about Eli Manning, too, and he's got two Super Bowl rings, so yep. be it. Where are the big plays coming from offensively this year, Stan?
Well, they're hoping Jeremy Maclin can bring some in. You know, Mike Wallace gave him over 1,000 yards of receiving last year, which was pretty good for a guy that Minnesota didn't want to keep. So I think the real key to me is Rashard Perryman. If he can, he's the first-round draft choice, sat out his whole rookie year with the injury, came back last year, was just okay at best. He's got great speed, but, you know, as a quarterback, you have to know how they're coming out of the break every time. He would come out of his break differently every time, and that created a lot of indecision for Joe. So they've been working on that. Hopefully he's got better, you know, better hip movement, and he's able to come out of those cuts pretty consistently.
What's your biggest concern? They seem to have gotten better defensively, depth-wise, this offseason. Team-wise, what's your biggest concern about this football club?
Oh, I think that the offensive line is the biggest concern, that's for sure. They have to get a center and a tackle, and they just, you know, if you can't protect the quarterback, it doesn't matter what you do. I don't care how good you are. If you can't protect the quarterback, you're not going to be able to win football games.
Stan White, color analyst, Baltimore Ravens, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Stan, you know, I'm a big John Harbaugh. I'm a Harbaugh family fan. I think they're competitive, and they want to cut your heart out and feed it to you to beat you. His speeches haven't gotten old in the locker room, have they? I think this team believes in him, but this isn't a short leash for John Harbaugh, is it?
I don't think so. He'd have to have a really bad year, I think, for it to be a short leash. You know, he's not lost the locker room by any stretch of the imagination. He's very well respected there, very well respected by everybody in the building, including the owner. You know, they went through that once. Brian Billick won a Super Bowl, and then I never understood that, where you say, okay, let's treat men like men and let them do whatever they want to do. To me, some of the greatest men in the world are people in the armed services, and they got rules that they have to live by. And I think it's the same thing when you're a football player. You got to be in by curfew. You got to take care of your body. You got to do those things. And I think John has got demands those things out of his players, and that's why he's been successful.
Stan, we got about 15 seconds, but I got to get this in. Are they a playoff team?
Well, they're definitely a playoff team. But as you know, injuries play the final factor in that. And you're in with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati in the same division. You know, it's going to be nip and tuck. Two out of those three usually make it to the playoffs. And, you know, sometimes and usually injury decides which two of those three are going to be. So they have to play well, and they have to have a little bit of good fortune on their side.
Stan, great stuff. We look forward to spending more time with you. Good luck as we roll through training camp and heading into another great season in 2017. And thanks for spending time with us.
Anytime. Just give me a call, Sean.
Appreciate it. Stan White, Baltimore Ravens color analyst. Up next is our Baltimore Ravens preview. I'm not sure they're a playoff team. That's up next, right here on the Sean Salisbury Show on BN Sports.